Last night, the Pinellas County Commission held a public hearing where citizens could weigh in on how the county should deal with spending cuts that will have to be made as they prepare next year's fiscal year budget. In Hillsborough County, Commissioner Al Higginbotham says it's incumbent for the government to be vigilant and do whatever it can to help the local citizenry in these challenging economic times. So the commissioner today was able to cajole other board members to get a budget workshop set for the end of this month, rather than wait until their first meeting in April. But that's not what County Budget Director Eric Johnson originally thought was necessary.
It's probably going to be some time before we have any significant changes in the estimates that we presented to you in February regarding property tax revenue. At this point, we'd still anticipate about a $50 million reduction from current year revenue levels. But we will be monitoring some of the other revenues that are the basis for the budget.
Johnson said he would brief the commissioners in 2 weeks, but didn't have any subjects that would merit carving out more time for a later meeting. But Commissioner Al Higginbotham said it would be irresponsible to wait to have a workshop in another month's time. Higginbotham said that as elected officials, local citizens will be looking with a close eye at the board about how they handle cutting the budget, and so he wants as much information as possible to be presented by the county's budget department.
Based on the problems that we have, and when you look at how the state is addressing and monitoring their budget issues and the questions that they send back and forth from legislative to executive, you see that the federal is level as well. For us not to demonstrate to the public that we have a concern on budget issues and questions, to wait until April 8, I think, is just too long.
The commissioner then followed up, saying the board would not let up.
In the next cycle, five of these people are facing election. And these five people, along with the two sitting right here, myself and Mr. Beckner, had better be asking these questions and had better stay on our toes on this budget, because it may be one thing to skate through on this cycle, but it's the one after and the year after. And I want to make sure that the voters know that this county commission in Hillsborough County is after it like a tiger, and we're going to make sure that we get the information. I'm not implying you're holding back, but this public is not going to say, and the media is not going to say, that this commission sat back during tight budget times when we're going to face cuts and didn't think there was anything important enough to meet about.
Commissioner Mark Sharp seconded Higginbotham's motion and said he had recently spoken with State Senator Rhonda Storms and other local state representatives, and the news isn't good.
The budget cycle is only going to get worse. Property values are going to continue to fall. Revenue that we're going to be bringing into the government is going to continue to diminish. And we are going to have to rethink how we do business and work together as a team, both the executive branch, so to speak, and this legislative body. I know there are those out there hoping that there's a way for us to work magic. There is no magic.
Sharp said in the past, commissioners could give pay increases to some employees or departments, but no more.
This is going to be a collective effort, and we must have this data, and we're going to have to rethink everything we do. Every service we provide in this county, every single service is going to have to be reconsidered. Otherwise, as I said, if we don't do it, someone else is going to do it for us.
Budget Director Eric Johnson told lawmakers that the county has cut $168 million in the past 2 years, so he's confident that they'll be able to do it again this year.
So we've got the capacity, we've got a process in place. We'll be reevaluating revenues as we go so that we're balancing to the available revenue. And certainly it's at the board's pleasure. If you'd like to use those workshops, we're pleased to come back and discuss.